بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in our series about the hereafter, we have now reached the point of the resurrection. Last week we spoke about the end of this world and how it will be ending. We gave a brief description of how it will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the All-Powerful. And that every single creature on this earth will go. Even in the skies, everything will go, except certain creatures in certain places in the heavens which Allah wants to keep alive. Those certain creatures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who they are exactly. But some scholars tell us they are creatures whom Allah created inside of Jannah with Jannah, so they don't perish. He will perish this universe and its sky, and He will transform this, well, not transform, He will exchange this world and this sky to a different world and a different sky. It is at a point where there is no more tawheed on the face of the earth. Neither any, no one who will represent Tawheed, and there are no symbols of Tawheed. We mentioned that Dhus-Suwayqatayn will become a king of the earth, and he comes from Al-Habasha, Ethiopia. And he will destroy the Kaaba brick by brick, and there will be no one to protect the Kaaba, to defend it. We mentioned ahadith, many ahadith about that and that description. We also mentioned many ahadith, authentic, about Al-Madina, that it will also, kharabaha, it will run out of believers. Everyone will no longer exist in their believers, and people will pass by there and say, there were once believers here. And then Allah will send a breeze, we said, towards the end of time. It will take away the souls of every muwahid, every person who is a monotheist on the face of the earth. Monotheist meaning a Muslim monotheist, one who says, La ilaha illallah. And the only thing that's left on earth are the cursed ones, the ones who disbelieved and rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His message. And the shayateen, the devils, will also be left, and Iblis. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Ad-dunya mal'una, the world is cursed, mal'una. It is a way, al-la'an in Arabic means you are, al-la'an means the person who is exiled from the mercy of Allah. They will not receive the mercy of Allah in the hereafter, or at the end of the world till the people enter Jannah or Hellfire. These people will not receive the mercy of Allah. So, ad-dunya mal'una. It is not to be given mercy to be saved and put into, you know, paradise. Mal'unum ma fiha. Everything in it is cursed. Illa dhikrullahi wa ma wala. Except for the remembrance of Allah and everything that is loyal to the remembrance of Allah. Every creature, every being, every created thing that is loyal to it, that follows the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is not cursed. And therefore the things, the humans and the shayateen are left who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disbelieve in Him. And Allah will destroy the world on them. The final sign will be a fire that will gather the people to their place of gathering. Jibril alayhi salam dies, Israfil, Mikael, and Malak al-Maut, the angel of death. They will all die. And this is after Israfil has blown into the trumpet the first time. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ, the day when the trumpet will be blown into. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. The trumpet is blown into the first time, and everything on earth and in the skies will perish, except who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Then Allah is there. He is the only one that is left and is everlasting, of course. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the beginning and the end. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the victimizers, the oppressors, the people of proudiness, the people of arrogance, those who challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll call out to all of them. And he'll say, where are you today? And then he says, man baqi, man baqi. Who is left, who is left? Lam yabqa illa ana. No one is left except I. And he praises himself, subhanahu, with his glorious names and lofty attributes. An al-Qahhar, an al-Wahhab, an al-Awwal, an al-Akhir, an al-Qawi, an al-Aziz, an al-Malik. I am the king, the first, the beginner, the end. I am the greatest. I am the king of all kings. I am the master, the powerful. Everything belongs to me. Liman al-Mulku al-Yawm, as in the hadith as well. It says, Liman al-Mulku al-Yawm. And this is also in the Quran. Allah says, Liman al-Mulku al-Yawm. To who is this kingdom belonging to today? Who is the master of everything today? لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To Allah, the Lord of all the universes, of all the people, of all the worlds. We always recite in the Quran, in our prayers, Surah Al-Fatiha, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. The master of the final day, the master of the appointed day, the master of the true day that will come, the promised day, the end of the world, and the day of judgment. Therefore, we say as believers, after saying Maliki Yawm al-Din, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Maliki Yawm al-Din, can recite in different ways, Iyyaka na'bud wa Iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek help from. Truly, the master of everything, the one who is the beginning and the end, to him all matters return. Why should a person not believe and worship him? Why should a person not put their trust and rely on him? Why should a person not ask him to save you? Why ask anything else? Therefore, Allah is in a state of anger. We cannot describe this anger, for it is not an anger like ours. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing, nothing like him. And he hears and sees all things, but not like our hearing, not like our seeing. His anger is not like our anger. We cannot describe his anger, but it is a negative. It's a description of a negative state which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in. And we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry because how many people turned away, even though he offered so much mercy, offered so much opportunities, so many rewards. And we mentioned among these rewards is especially for the last people, the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that for every good deed that we do, it will be multiplied by 10 minimum. Minimum. Any hasana we do, it's multiplied by 10 minimum, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you intend to do a hasana, a good deed, and then you changed your mind, it'll still be given, counted as a hasana. You'll be given that reward just for intending. If you intend to do a sayya'a, a bad deed, and you do it, it will be counted as one, bimithliha, minor sins. And whoever intends to do the sin and changes their mind, they'll be rewarded with a hasana for changing. What greater rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then after all of that, even if you accumulated the size of the earth of sins, the size of the oceans filled with sins, and you repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly from your heart, and renewed your belief and did good deeds, Allah will wipe it all away as if it didn't exist. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. Prophet ﷺ said, the one who repents from the sin as if there has been no sins upon him or her ever in their life. Wal-Islamu yajubbu ma qabla. Also for those who return to Islam, become Muslims, then Islam covers away and wipes away everything before it. Allah forgives. So long as the soul has not reached the gargling point, death. If you repent and you are able to, Allah will accept your repentance sincerely. So Allah is angry. How can they worship other than Him when He provided us and we thanked someone else? He created us and we worshipped someone else. He gave us mercy and we sought it from someone else. He warned us of His punishment and we were afraid of someone else more than Him. He warned us, and we did our sins in secret, knowing that Allah sees us in secret, but looked like believers in open, as though we fear people's eyes, not Allah's eyes. My dear brothers and sisters, at that point, our Lord is in a state of anger. لم يغضب مثله قط. He has never been angry like this ever, as in you will see shortly in many hadiths, sahih hadiths, that our Lord will be in angry state. He's never been angry as such before. Only Allah knows how long. After that, people stay dead. The souls are living in a different world, but the bodies are dead. Some hadiths state, 40. 40 days, 40 years, 40 months, Allahu A'lam. The point is, we will stay dead for a little while, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recreate the earth in a different way, and recreate another sky, different to the one we see. Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. On that day, the earth and the sky, or the skies, plural, because there are many layers of skies which Allah has created, many universes, they'll all be changed. They will have to be changed. Because the conditions of the living state and the state of the body and soul on that day is actually different. Is different to the composition and, well, different to the makeup of it now. On that day, you will be able to see things which in this life you are unable to see. When I say unable, meaning your body in its physical form, in its current form, cannot withstand its sight. You'll die. And now if we look into the sun long enough, we become blind. That's how weak we are. The universe, the way it is created now, is in such a way that Allah has created laws around it. These laws, these different laws, which Allah has created in this universe, prevent us from seeing beyond what we see. We can only discover what's in here. Allah says, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. O people of the humans and O creatures of the jinns, if you are able to reach the borders and everlasting, the end borders of the universe, of the skies and the earths, the worlds, then try. You will not be able to accept with power, which I can only give you. So in this life, there are things hidden beyond us we cannot reach. And that's because of the laws surrounding us and the body state that we are in. In the hereafter, Allah will recreate the earth in a different way and the universe in a different way, so that it will cater for the situation on that day. The angels will descend. You will see hellfire. You will see the shayateen and the jinns. You will see things that cannot have been seen in this life, and you will be equipped to see it on that day. On that day, no one can die. No one can die anymore. And the state of the body and soul will be different to the state of the body and soul here. We are now temporarily connected. Our soul is temporarily connected to our body. That's why when you go to sleep, you go unconscious. And when you die, it's temporarily disconnected. On the day of judgment, it is permanently connected, the soul and the body. So you are in a state different to this one. But your feelings, emotions, pain, your conscience, all of the awareness is multiplied. It is like here, but multiplied. And your sight is sharp, meaning you see things clearly, as clear can be. Much more clearer than here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. You were before this, meaning in the former life. Allah is talking now as if now you're in the hereafter, and He's telling us in the Quran as if we are in the hereafter, and then He's taking you back. Allah speaks to us in the Quran as if we are living the moment, to draw the clearest picture to us. And then He tells us, let's look back now at our current life now. You were before this day, before the hereafter. You were blinded to many things. You were unaware of many things, meaning of what is in the universe beyond it. We took the veil away from you today, meaning the day of judgment, and your eyesight is sharp, is strong, is full of clarity. Allah also says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. On that day, man will remember, the human will remember, وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. What will remembrance do for him? You'll know it all. Everybody will understand, whether they knew or didn't, will know this is the day of judgment. This is the day. And the mujrimun, the ones, the criminals, meaning criminals who disobeyed the laws of Allah, not the laws of humans, the laws of Allah, they're the real criminals. On a day of judgment, they will say, هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ. This day is going to be a very hard day. They know it. They know it. Allah says in the Quran, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ. Which means, when the trumpet is blown and the earth is destroyed and so on, and the day of judgment comes, this will be a day of torment and hardship. For the disbelievers, it will not be easy. Only for the disbelievers, the ones who knew and rejected. Yawm al-Ba'ath, the day of resurrection. Brothers and sisters in Islam, why is it that it's hard for a person to believe that we will be resurrected from death? All you need to do is think about some points, and I'll give you some points to think about. If we think that it is unusual, that it is impossible, that it is, you know, something out of the ordinary, that we can be resurrected once more to life from bones and ashes, then it is a greater astonishment, it is a greater hardship to believe that we all came to this existence from nothing at all. From nothing. Compare. We came from nothing. Nothing that you can even mention. Allah says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Did there not come a time on man, in time, when you were nothing that can even be mentioned? And there's no name for it. What is it? You were nothing. Allah says, it's very easy to bring you back after having been created the first time from nothing. He can recreate you from something, from dirt. Before you were from nothing, now from dirt. It's easier. Here's another thing to think about. Allah tells us in the Quran, the one who began, bada al-khalq, the one who began creation from nothing, the first time, Allah says, awwala marra, is he not able to recreate the creation a second time? We can see it in front of us. And there is no room for atheists to have any role in this, because we ask them two questions and it should be over and done with if they're smart enough. The first question is, did you come from nothing? Well, something brought us. We ourselves were nothing, but something caused us. And number two, did we create ourselves then? Can't create ourselves. If we could create ourselves, everyone would have made themselves the most perfect being ever. If we could create ourselves, we would have raised the dead again, if we had that power. If we came from nothing, well, that's impossible. We were nothing, but something made us from something. So the one who began the creation the first time, can he? أَلَيْسَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. Allah says in the Quran, is he not able to create a creation like that again, a second time? And if you've never built something in your house, and one day someone taught you and you built it the first time, you go through hardships, lots of mistakes, probably lose a lot of money. The second time, it's easier, isn't it? So, this is another thing to think about. Allah shows us in front of us. Allah says in the Quran, many examples. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدَةً. Look at the earth. You might find earths that are dry, have nothing in there, nothing grows. Allah says, then we bring clouds and rain to a land which was once dead, and we revive it back to life again. And so you see it مُخْضَرَّة, you see it green. The one, Allah says, the one who brings the earth back to life to greenery, easy for him to bring back the humans back to life. We see it in front of us happening all the time. Another thing to think about. Allah says, You die every night. الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ, Allah says. He is the one who brings to you death in the night. But He doesn't bring you great death, it's just a minor death for us to think about. For us to have an example of real death. If it was real death, we've got no more chance. So it's just an example. We see it. We witness it. We live it. And then Allah brings us back to life. Because the mujrimun, the criminals, and I repeat it again. When we say criminals, the real criminals are the ones who disobey the laws of Allah. Who breach the laws of Allah. Not the laws of human beings. The criminals on that day will say the following words.
قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَمَتَّنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ وَأَحْيَيْتَنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ فَاعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا فَهَلْ إِلَى مَرَدٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ.
They will say, oh, our Lord, You made us die twice, and You made us live twice. So, please, is there a chance for you to return us back again, just to repeat it one more time, so we can have a second chance? Allah says, never. My word is my promise, and I never change. You made us die twice. What is it? In sleep and in real death. When we were born into this life, and we were resurrected again next. So there's two deaths in our life.
So woe to the person who doesn't take heed of the times they sleep and wake up every morning. It is an example of the resurrection in the hereafter.
Al-Ba'ath, resurrection. There are many hadiths, many ayat talking about Al-Ba'ath, that we will be raised, resurrected.
كَلَّا لَتُبْعَثُنَّ, Allah says, ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ.
Behold, Allah takes an oath. You shall be resurrected, you shall be raised. And you will be informed about everything you used to do. Everything. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, a criminal, a disbeliever, who had a foul mouth and a rude approach. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he controls the situation according to the person's character which he came with. So he said he brought some bones with him, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are we going to come back alive into flesh and blood after we turn into this? And he showed him this. You know how some people today, when they want to try and prove Islam wrong, they can't do it intellectually. So what they do is they make fun of it. And then you get the weak Muslims, especially a lot of the young ones. You know, they get a little bit of pressure when someone makes fun of something, you know, like at school. You know you're on the right track, but they make fun of you. You no longer want to do it. Like they call you a nerd. You're on the right track. You got something happening for you. But because they called you a nerd, oh, I'm doing something wrong, they think. This is weakness in mind. We don't want to be like that. So he came to the Prophet and said, this? You're going to come back to life after you turn into this? Idham? You mean your bones? Come on. Al-Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he knew this man didn't want to reason. So he said to him, Naam, yes. Allah will turn you into bones. And then He's going to raise you and He's going to put you in hellfire. He said this to the man in reply to what he said. To another man, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who wanted to reason, he said, didn't Allah create you the first time? Because they all believed in Allah, the mushrikeen. Is He not able to create you a second time? So some people He would reason with, who wanted to reason.
There were some people who used to say, in hiya illa hayatuna ad-dunya namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu bimab'uthin.
They used to say, if this is only our life, we die and we live. And we live and we die, and we are not going to be resurrected. Another verse says, wa ma nahnu bimu'adhdhabin, and we're not going to be tortured. There's no such thing. They used to say, "Immitna wa kunna turaban, a inna la mab'uthun." When we die and we turn into soil, you're telling us we're going to be raised again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to them by saying, yes, you will be raised and you will be informed and you will be judged.
And Allah gives many examples of the things around us, the purpose of life, and so on. Read the Quran, you'll find these reasonings in the Quran. Our aba'un al-awwalun, they used to say, our forefathers as well who died, they're going to come up again, they're going to be raised. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ, say, all the ones who were in the beginning of the creation and all the ones who are at the end of the creation, لَمَجْمُعُونَ, they are going to be gathered. They're all going to be gathered together. إِلَى يَوْمِ لَمَجْمُعُونَ إِلَى مِقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ, they will be gathered again to an appointed place which is known. Then he says, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الضَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ, O you who are lost and astray, who belied our verses, لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّومٍ, you are going to eat from a tree called Zakum, which we will explain inshallah in later classes, and you will be filling your stomach with it, he says. So a person cannot be a Muslim unless they believe in the Ba'ath, that you will be raised in the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment has many names. It is called Yawm al-Hisab, the Day of Judgment. It is called As-Sa'ah in the Quran. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ السَّاعَةِ, Allah says, and the day when the hour will arrive and the criminals will swear an oath, they did not stay except for an hour, meaning they weren't dead for longer than an hour. Allah says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, when the hour will come, the criminals will be in misery, will be in humiliation, will be in fright. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ, on the day when the hour will come and everyone will scatter, run away, try to run away. But Allah says in another verse, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ, man will say, where are we going to run away to? There's no running away. Allah also calls يوم القيامة in the Quran النَّفْخَة, يوم النَّفْخَة, the day of the blowing of the trumpet, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ, the day when the trumpet will be blown again. And this is when resurrection will happen, in the second blowing of the trumpet. Allah will recreate Israfil alayhi salam, and then he will say to him, blow again to the trumpet. He will blow a second time, وَنُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ, second time it will be blown, and therefore after that they'll be raised, watching, staring. Allah calls it يَوْمُ النَّاقُورِ فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ, meaning the day of the day of the penetration, the day of the shakening. Allah also called it al-qari'ah. Qari'ah, you can say it from the word qari'ah. It hurts the ears, like a lightning, very loud inside the ears. Yawm al-Nushur, the day when everything will be laid out clear. Yawm al-Khuruj, the day of coming back. Yawm al-Hashr, the day of gathering. Al-Hashr. Aisha radiallahu anha wanted a description of the Hashr that day, how we'll be gathered. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ حُفَاتًا عُرَاهُ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُمْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ, people will be gathered on the day of judgment together, barefooted and naked, the same way their mothers gave birth to them. Exactly the same way. And Aisha radiallahu anha was astonished by this. And she said, نُحْشَرُ حُفَاتًا عُرَىٰ يَنْظُرُ بَعْضُنَا إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, we are gathered barefooted and naked, everyone looking at one another like that, no clothing, no concealing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Ya Aisha, al-amru ashaddu min an yanzura ba'duhum yawma ba'd, on that day the situation that people will be in will be worse and more frightening for anybody to be too busy to even think about looking at anyone else. You're too frightened. Imagine you're crossing the road and someone screams a truck, and you look and the truck is about 5-10 meters away from you, about to hit you, it's not going to stop. At that moment, what are you going to think about? Imagine there are 1,000 naked people around you, men and women. Are you going to be looking at them at that moment? Taib, the day of judgment is even more frightening than that. It's eternal. Where are you going to end up, hellfire or heaven? It is also called Yawm al-Ard. Yawm al-Ard, the day of display. What's going to be displayed? Our deeds. Everything. It will be displayed. Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. On that day you will be displayed. Your deeds will be displayed. Not a single hidden thing will be hidden away. No secret and nothing in open. No secrets will be hidden away. And Allah says,
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they will be displayed in rows, row after row. Everyone's got their position. You're not allowed to move away. You cannot move away. Allah says, you have come to us back the same way we began your creation. But you even claimed that we will not make an appointing time to meet you again. That's what you claimed. You have come back. Every person will have a position to stand, and they'll be forced to stand there in such a gathering that a person will not be able to move, only their heads. And everyone will be staring up into the sky. What is this day? What's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also called Yawm al-Qiyamah. He called it many other names. Yawm al-Tafarruq, when people will separate and run away. Allah says,
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ.
On the day when the hour will come, on that day everyone will separate and run away from each other.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ.
Which means, and on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a line. He says, that day everyone will try to run away. As for those who believed and did good deeds, then they will be in beautiful gardens, enjoying themselves in every way. And those who disbelieved and belied our verses and our meeting of this day, then those will be in a terrible torment. In reality, they will be there and they'll be forced to be there. So it means that on that day, Allah is telling us it's a group that will be in heaven or a group that will be in hell. There's no third way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many other names for Yawm al-Qiyamah. All of them are frightening. All of them are a warning. He also calls it Yawm al-Faza'. Yawm al-Faza'. The day of frightening, the day of terror. Allah then says, for example, لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر. About the believers, on that day, the day of terror will not affect them. The believers, on the day of terror, it will not affect them. Meaning the believers will not be terrified on that day. وتتلقاهم الملائكة. And the angels will run to the believers, catching them, and holding them. تتلقى. It's like embracing, hugging. Yeah? To give you comfort. وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمْ. This verse, when you look at the context of the word, the context and the word that is used here, وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمْ الْمَلَائِكَ, after saying it's a terrifying day, it gives you this image of angels hugging and grabbing the believers to give them comfort and safety. Like a mother holds a child from a fire or away from terror. Like that. وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون. This is the day that you have been promised. Don't worry. The angels will say that to the believers, and they will say, "This fire and this terror is not for you." ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no harm upon them of fear, nor will they be saddened. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. The true loyal people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the close ones, there will be no fear or sadness upon them on that day. It is also called Yawm al-Tanad. Yawm al-Tanad. Al-Tanad means to the calling. There will be several types of calling on that day. Yawm tuwalluna mudbirin. That day people will run away. Yawm al-Tanad. There will be people calling out. What is that? Calling out. The people will call out, please, our Lord, lessen the pain. Please, our Lord, return us back. Please, our Lord, give us another chance. Please, our Lord, have mercy upon us. There will be people calling out, all of them. People will cry until the tears run out and then they begin to cry blood. It's another hadith. Yawm al-Tanad. There will also be people calling out to come into paradise. Oh, people of Jannah, come. Why is it calling out? Everybody hears everything. So that when you hear people saying, oh, people of paradise, come. And the criminals are not allowed to, but they hear the call and they can't go. That's a terrible blow to them. Then there were people calling out to hellfire. Oh, people of hell, come. Everybody will hear it and exposed. There will be a calling out for the leaders of each group. Yes, a special call for the leaders of each group, meaning the leaders who led the people astray in the wrong way. Those whom people used to worship other than Allah. So there are two types. The leaders who are living, humans, or shayateen, and the leaders who are statues and idols that they used to worship. They'll be called. Who did you follow? I'm calling upon you. Come here. Who is there that you took as a challenge against me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say. Bring them to me now. Come. I call you now. So Allah will facilitate this calling out, calling to everyone who had challenged Allah in this life. Come now, this is your chance. You know, we've heard many criminals on this earth who already say, when that day comes, I'm going to show God. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell. This is what they say, wallahi, subhanAllah. You know, they think they know it. They're ready for it. They want to challenge Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, come to the leaders and bring your evidence with you. Yeah, Allah is not going to oppress them. He's going to say, bring your evidence and we'll bring ours. Another type of calling. The calling out of the end result of people. And each person will be called out by their name. Oh, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, you are in bliss. You are in comfort. Oh, person, son of so-and-so, you are in torment, you are in torture. All these names will be called out. Oh, so-and-so, come to a judgment. Oh, so-and-so, come to a judgment. And these will be the types of calling that will happen on that day. There will be a calling out when they kill death. The angel will stand between heaven and hell and say, oh, people of heaven, oh, people of hell, this is death. And he will slaughter it. It will look like a sheep. There is no more. It will be calling out. There will also be the witnesses. Allah will. There will be a calling out to the witnesses. Come, witnesses who saw. Come. Gather to witness against them or for them. And lastly, the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly from Him to the people of heaven specifically. O people of heaven, I am pleased with you. Are you pleased with me? This inshallah will come in later classes. The best class, we'll leave it to the end, inshallah. Allah also calls it Yawm al-Waqi'ah, the day of true reality. Waqi'ah, meaning the inevitable. Idha waqa'at al-Waqi'ah, the day when the true reality will be inevitably in true reality. Laysa li waqa'atiha kadhiba, its true reality and its inevitable coming is not a lie. خافضة الرافعة, another name. It will belittle some people and lift some people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also calls it يوم الجدال, the day when people will argue. Allah says in the Quran,
يوم تأتي كل نفس تجادل عن نفسها.
Every person will come arguing their case. But on that day, you will use all the logic, all the power of the mind, every single ability that if you were to use it in this world, you would have gotten away in any court and never entered prison. But on that day, you can't. Allah will say, okay, this is your argument. Now we'll show you our arguments. They'll bring books, he'll bring angels, he'll bring witnesses, he'll bring people. And they will say, no, 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 no. Then they'll say, I'm my only witness. Allah says, very well. will cover your mouth and all your ligaments will talk. Your parts will talk on their own. And this will come, inshallah, soon we'll talk about it. People will argue with one another. There will be a khasm, a debate between, enmity between the human and the shayateen, the devils. And Allah mentions this in the Quran. The first person the criminals will blame is the qareen, the shaitan that was born with you. You'll find that on that day that you had a qareen, that you had this shaitan that was whispering things to you, so you'll blame him. Allah says, قَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَطْغَيْتُهُ. The shaitan will say, oh my Lord, I didn't cause him to be like this. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. He was too far astray, he listened to me, I just invited him. And he will talk to you, say, إِنَّمَا دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I only called you, invited you, and you responded to the invitation. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخُكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي. I'm not going to blame you and you shouldn't blame me. And another verse says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I fear Allah, the Lord of all mankind. Allah says in the Quran, قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُ لَدَيِّ. He will say, don't argue before me now. I have already given you the warnings and the promises and all of that. The day of appointment, the day of happening, the day of reward and the day of punishment, the day of regret, the day of transformation, the day of meeting. What do you meet? You meet your deeds and you meet the people that you ever victimized, backbit, hurt, slandered, made fun of, stole from. You'll meet them. And all will be exposed. Allah says in the Quran,
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلِ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ.
What does this mean? Allah tells us that those who victimized, those who oppressed, those who wronged others and got away with it, and the victims died or were persecuted because of them and they had no other helpers, Allah says, don't think that I am unaware of what they're doing. I am just awaiting them on a day which will be worse than here. Why give them the punishment here? It's easy. Why give them the punishment here? 60, 70 years, so what? In the hereafter, Allah is saying, no. I'm going to let them live in a law, in a state, where it will be eternal punishment. That's what I'm doing for them. Because in this life, I have promised, it's just a test. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm not going to punish you here, I'm going to punish you in the hereafter, this person's gone, he's finished. Because the punishment here means no more punishment in the hereafter. He says, إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. He is only awaiting them for it to a day when the eyesight, listen to the description here, the eyesight, the sight, these eyes, when you look at them, staring, تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. The description here is terrifying about looking at a person, these victimizers. You'll see them, their eyes will be looking and staring in absolute terror. They won't even blink. تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ مُهْطِعِينَ. They'll be, you know, like a mountain's on your back. مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. Their heads will be dangled down. In fear, in shame, in humiliation. مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم. When hellfire is brought, they try to look away, and they'll be forced to look from the edge of their eye. And they'll, you know, when a person's afraid, they'll look like this. The angels will force them to look. They'll force them to look, and they will not even be allowed to look only from the edge of their eye. They'll force them to look at Jahannam that's going to curse them and torture them. لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء. Their hearts, they will feel like it's not inside of them anymore, it's outside. You know, like, I can't explain it. When a person's so frightened that you feel your heart reaches your throat, like you're thirsty for water and you can't swallow anymore, you say, your heart's reached my throat, it's about to come out of fear, out of terror. Allah says, they'll feel like they have no heart anymore. It's out, it's gone. So much terror for them. So this is one of the ways that some of them will stand. Yawmun aqeem, Allah calls it as well. The day when people, aqeem means a person who can't have children. On that day, why is it called that the people won't have children? Because on that day, you will have children that you knew, but they will be innocent from you and you'll be innocent from them. You don't want to know them, they don't want to know you. You don't want to know them because the responsibility that Allah gave you as a father, if you did not fulfill it, they're going to hold something against you as well. On top of your sins, top of the sins of a person, are the responsibilities you have to take care of, the son and the daughter. And the children, they'll be innocent from their fathers, again for the same reason, and on top of that, they don't want to give them the hasanat, because they know the fathers and the mothers will come and plead for the children to give them their hasanat, just one hasana, and the children themselves will say, please, I am afraid of the same thing. I can't even bear to give you one hasana. Allah says in the Quran,
يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ مِّئِمْ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ.
On that day, every person will run away from their brother, and from their mother, and from their father, and from their wife and husband, and from their friends. For every person will be a matter that is that they are worried about themselves. So on that day, the first one that will be raised is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from earth, and he'll be rubbing off some dirt off his head. Then everyone will be raised according to their importance, to their deeds. So the prophets will be raised, followed by the next most important people, then the third most important people, and so on and so forth. The criminals and the disbelievers will be the last. Why? The believers and the good people will be gathered in the front rows, and in the good rows, and in the good places. When they are all occupied and there is no more good, secure places left, when the criminals are raised, they will try to look for safety and shelter, but they can't find it. It's been occupied. This is one of the wisdoms why the believers and the good people will be raised before the criminals. They have the first, you know, as we say, first in, best dressed. Well, that's basically how it's going to be. The criminals, disbelievers will be raised. The munafiqeen will be raised, the hypocrites. And they'll be raised somewhere close to the believers. We'll talk about this, inshallah, later on, why the munafiqeen are close to the believers and what will happen to them. Munafiqeen means the hypocrites. Those who looked like they were Muslim on the outside, but on the inside, they're actually disbelievers. Why? That's a torment on its own, to be close to them and then being denied. As for the others, their situation is clearer than the hypocrites. Because the hypocrites were unclear in this life, they will also be unclear in the hereafter. And will also be unclear in Jahannam, in hellfire. Allah will also always be giving them what looks like opportunities to be saved, but then sucks them back in to hellfire. The munafiqun will have the worst. Walayyadu billah. So, they will also be gathered with the people whom they used to imitate and be like. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبْ. On the day of judgment, every person will be gathered with those whom they used to love. This is a good sign for the believers who love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it is a bad sign for those who love someone else. Love means you are loyal to them, imitate them, obey them, make them the first in decision making. And the way we dress, the way we look, the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we act, we copy the people we love and admire the most, don't we? The companions said, Ya Rasulullah, when we are with you, we feel closer to Allah. When we walk away, when we're by ourselves, we feel that we commit a bit more sins. We are afraid. We are afraid. What's going to happen to us? Rasulullah said, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبْ. The person will be gathered with those who they love. The companions said, Wallahi, there was not, until that day, there was not a day more cheerful to us than the day when Prophet ﷺ said, you will be gathered with those whom you love. Time up? It's time for prayer. Jazakumullahu khair. So inshallah, next week we'll continue this class and we'll go into the descriptions of that gathering and what will happen inshallah. Please stay tuned and come to next class, invite people. Jazakumullahu khair. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.